In India, every year during the monsoon season, hundreds of children die or become disabled, physically or mentally, after contracting Japanese encephalitis. Dr. K.P. Kushwaha is a senior pediatrician at a government hospital in Gorakhpur, in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh.
We have the highest number of patients admitted in one day, which is 550 patients. We never got such figures in the past. In the current cases of encephalitis, the children not only have swelling in their brains, but their skin, kidney, liver, and heart also show swelling.
Japanese encephalitis is interesting because it's part of it's in animals as well as people. So this is a virus that this is not one that's going to be eradicated or eliminated.
Dr. Julie Jacobson is trained in clinical tropical medicine and is a senior program officer at the Gates Foundation, a private philanthropy. She explains that encephalitis is a zoonotic infection that is found in humans as well as in a variety of domesticated and wild animals. Pigs and migratory birds pose a special danger because they are so-called amplifying hosts. They store the virus in large amounts in their systems without getting sick. When mosquitoes bite an infected pig or bird, they pick up the virus and can transmit it to humans when they bite them. Dr. Jacobson says Japanese encephalitis, when it is not fatal, can leave victims with severe physical and mental damage.
People's personalities change, they have behavioral issues, and a very striking finding is that within families, when you're talking to them with children that have survived, is that the kids will not recognize a family member. So they'll be crying to talk to their sister. I want my sister, and they're talking to their sister. And it's very devastating for families to have that kind of disability that comes into a household.
Health experts say the best way to protect people against this crippling disease is to immunize them with the encephalitis vaccine. They recommend that children especially be routinely vaccinated. Dr. Jacobson says there is also an urgent need for public health agencies to step up surveillance and diagnostic operations in endemic countries to look for early signs of encephalitis and take steps to limit its terrible toll. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.